Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday. It's 4 o'clock. We're joined by the great Ron Jaworski. You can see him every game day on the NBC Sports Philadelphia pre- and post-game
show. Boy.
Yeah, sorry. It's been a long week. Jaws, what's up, man?
Spike, Ike, Fritz, great to be with you guys, and I am really looking forward to this game. When the schedule came out, this was the one I said, these 2 weeks against Green Bay and Detroit are going to really determine our season. So phase one of it, taking care of with a W. Let's see if we can do it in phase two.
Yeah, I think Detroit probably had this one circled too. Amon-Ross St. Brown in the offseason said that he was hoping they would get us the Thursday night, the first game of the year, because they wanted to play us so badly.
Yeah, well, we want to play the world champs. That's kind of the gold standard right now. And, you know, you want to play the best, see if you can beat the best. And it sets up for a great game. Now, at the end of last season, you know, everyone's talking about the Lions. Their defense, which is riddled with injuries a year ago. Right now, they're very healthy. And the one thing I've really noticed, and I could probably appreciate this, you know, we talk about so much about, you know, numbers and players and yada, yada, yada. As I looked at tape on Detroit, they might be the best tackling team in the NFL. And I've always felt kind of, and I know I'll speak like a defensive guy, kind of the essence of playing defense is tackling. Duh. You know, but we never talk about it. But when I watch Detroit, they are very good tacklers. So it's going to be a real good test for our running backs.
So let me ask you this, Jaws. When you were on with us last week and you correctly predicted that the Eagles would beat the Packers, you said that you believe the Eagles were going to run the table. After that game, did you feel better about that, worse about that, or no different?
I feel better. That's probably a crazy statement, right? I know people are thinking something's wrong. By the way, I made a bold statement, but I believed it. I said, you know, this team is good enough. Now, I don't think they're playing as good as they can play, which to me is very much a positive. But this is, I think it's the best roster in the NFL. I think they can beat any team they line up to play against. So I feel very positive about this football team. And I think they'll only get better as time moves on. You know, 7-2, sitting in a good position without playing your best football is a real positive to me.
Yeah, I think we've talked to a few people this week that were, you know, offense has been up and down for sure. I think we all thought the momentum from the Minnesota game to the Giants game, it was that trending to a place where like, okay, they can run the ball now. And then we hit Monday night and it didn't look like they could. What did you see that was happening that sort of prevented the Eagles from really having any sustained drives aside from the first one?
You know, for the first time, maybe in a long time, I thought this after watching the game, then looking at the tape of the game, I thought we played a little bit scared. Now, I don't mean that in a fearful way. We didn't like shake up the champagne bottle and pull the cork. We were very conservative in our approach to the game on both sides of football. And by the way, you got to mention Jalen Phillips, of course. I can't believe the guy played 53 snaps. He's been around for 5 days. You know, just a remarkable effort. But I just felt it was kind of one of those games of ultimate respect for each other. The Packers respected us, and we respected the Packers. And it was a very kind of conservative approach to the game. No one was aggressive. No one was throwing the ball down the field. And it was kind of like it was those, you know, it was going to go 15-round type fights, and you're going to save everything for the last for the last round. That's kind of how I felt about the game. We were the better. We were the after watching the game. We were clearly the better football team than the Packers were. We let them hang around.
I'm looking at this game Sunday, Jaws, and the biggest thing for me is our defense going up against this Lions offense and whether or not we match up well. You mentioned Jalen Phillips. That's awesome that we have him because we're going to need him Sunday. Because I think the key to this game, and you tell me if you think something different, obviously is a tackling. You mentioned that earlier. But also putting pressure on Jared Goff in the interior part. Jalen Carter, Moro Jomo, you know, those guys getting at their that guard center sort of tandem there and not letting Jared Goff get comfortable in this offense, I think will be the key to us winning the game.
Like, I agree with you 100%. You know, when you watch Goff and you watch him throughout his career, he is a rhythm quarterback. He's kind of an old school kind of guy. He's not going to beat you with bootlegs outside the pocket. They throw a lot of gimmick, not a lot, but they will occasionally throw a gimmick and gadget play. But he's your prototypical NFL pocket passer. And he plays the game very, very cerebral. And he gets his pre-snap look. He validates the defense on his drop. And when that back foot hits, the ball is coming out. He's not going to be standing there waiting the ball, looking around for second and third receivers. He determines where he wants to go to the football as soon as that back foot hits. So it's going to and I think you nailed it. You said pressure up the middle. You know, he can avoid the edge rush. He can step, but the pressure up the middle, I think, will be the difference. And, you know, Jalen Carter played phenomenal last week in 63 snaps. And guy lugging around 330 pounds to play 63 snaps is quite a testament to his conditioning and the way he's playing the game right now. So I think him and Jordan Davis will be key in this matchup.
What do you think of the decision of Dan Campbell taking over play calling for the Lions? It seemed like he came out of nowhere. I hadn't heard any rumblings about it at all. Is there anything different about the way you think he calls a game that could affect the Sunday night?
Oh, absolutely. I think Dan Campbell, everything he does is aggressive. You know, and he probably thought they weren't throwing the ball downfield enough. They weren't running enough play action. But they do not have a weakness. So Maybe I'm saying something that isn't true, but he wants to be aggressive, and you know that's just the nature of Dan Campbell. That's his personality. So I think he thought maybe they were being a little conservative on offense. Although I thought they were pretty darn good. If they were conservative, they were still pretty darn good. But I think he kind of felt, I don't know what he said publicly about why he did it, but I just think he felt they were conservative.
Jaws, I have to ask you one question about the AJ stuff, which we are officially tired of.
I missed something. Did I miss something this week?
Yeah. It's funny. We got to talk about it because it's a big story. Our listeners all the time think that we love it and we perpetuate it. It's like there's no bigger story on a Wednesday when it happens. So let me ask you this, and you were obviously a great quarterback in the NFL. When it's at least perceived publicly that the wide receiver is questioning the quarterback, and the quarterback has to repeatedly answer questions about it. And then I don't know if you've gone deep into this, but when they each get asked questions about the communication with each other, they always talk about communication in groups. They don't really talk about conversing with each other. The trust that a quarterback has to have in his wide receiver, especially with a wide receiver like AJ, who you're going to throw to, hopefully, even if the coverage is close, could that be affected by all of this going on? And not even consciously, but subconsciously, you sort of lose trust that the guy is going to do what you need him to do in a certain situation?
Of course it can happen. I'm not saying it happened, but it can happen. You know, as I look at my career, you know, I played with two Hall of Famers. Harold Carmichael is in the NFL Hall of Fame. Mike Quick is in the Eagles Hall of Fame. And I think where we bonded was in the offseason, where we would spend Monday, Wednesday, and Friday working out at Veterans Stadium, working on our routes, and, you know, with Coach Ramil, getting the timing and rhythm. And besides that, you know, we played a lot of softball together. We'd go bowling. We'd have a beer. We'd do all the things that really brought people together. I'm not saying this doesn't happen with Jalen and how he deals with the other players on the team, but I know that was important to us to build that personal relationship off the field. And I'll say it again, build that relationship off the field, because that's when you can count on someone. You find out more about them. How are your kids? How's your family? What's going on in their life? So I think that was important for me. It was important for Harold. It was important for Mike. But I'm going to be sure. I'm not saying that is what is happening. And most of the comments I make in relation to the game, it's the game on the field. And I tell you what I see and what I feel, and I'm not going to pull any punches. I don't think AJ's getting open enough. Again, zone coverage, he's fantastic. He's, you know, he knows when to settle in the hole. He knows when to find the void of the defense. But with his man-to-man routes, he's not winning as often as he did in the past. So that as I would look at it, just from a quick perspective of maybe why Jalen's not going to him, zone, he's fine. Man-to-man, he's not getting open enough. He's not getting the separation that I think he used to get in the past. Now, I don't know if maybe the bumps and bruises over the last couple of years that he's sustained, you know, slowed him down a bit, but he's not getting the separation that I think you need to be consistently open in the NFL.
Great insight, Joss. So we know you're going to predict that they're going to win, but score-wise, what do you – because you already said they're going to win the rest of their game. So
we're still running the table. Yes. We're running the table. So, I'm still feeling good.
So what are you seeing for final score Sunday night?
31-28.
Oof.
Well, that'll be an exciting game.
Yep. I won't have any fingernails left.
Pass your seatbelt, man. It's Sunday night football. Yep. Get ready for it. It's going to be an incredible atmosphere. These are two really good football teams, two well-coached teams, and you know they're going to play hard. It's going to be a dogfight.
All right, yep. Joss, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it, Joss. Yep.
You can see Joss in the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show on Sunday.
Well, that's Juan Jaworski's thoughts, and he's looking at the film. So he's telling you, and he's a quarterback, former quarterback.
Right.
So he's giving you his thoughts there, what he believes with AJ. You brought that up as well, I think yesterday, the earlier in the week, that could it be, are we ignoring what could be right there in front of us, which is he as good as he has been in the past?
Yeah, we just say one of the best receivers in the NFL, like out of muscle memory.
Yes.
But it's really hard. You know, we just keep going back to the thing where, well, they can't get him open and they can't.
Yeah.
They're not morons. I mean, but like, I just look at even the good coaches, the bad coaches, if they have a great wide receiver, the guy gets catches.
He's getting the ball.
You know, and it's not. I don't know.
And like you said, all those other number one wide receivers, they get double teamed.
Every time. I can't accept. I could accept that Kevin Petula is not the best offensive coordinator in the league. Can accept it. I can't accept he's like a fool and he's just running A.J. Brown into routes where he'll has no chance of getting open.
Well, and here's the other thing that is sort of right there in front of us that we aren't necessarily addressing that is, I guess, a part of that. As much as they all know in the building how frustrated AJ has been this year with the offense, with his lack of involvement, all of those things, they continue to try to work to improve the offense. And they will tell you areas that they think they have improved in versus where they were earlier in the year. What I don't see, they aren't making this conscious effort to get AJ the ball.
Over whatever the best thing is.
Exactly. Whatever they think is the best way for them to win, which it isn't throw. I think they saw what happened in that second half of that Tampa game, and they saw what happened in that second half of the Bronco game. Right? And they want to dial it back a little bit and get back to trying to run the football. What they haven't done is said, we're going to be a passing team.
No, and they're never going to say that. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, with all the conversation going on down there and AJ being upset and this stuff going on, they aren't alarmed by his frustration and changing everything they're doing. They're going about business as usual, and so is the quarterback. The quarterback is like, yeah, I hear him, but I'm all about the collective, and I'm going to do whatever. You know what I mean? Like, Jalen isn't. He tried to do the whole get the ball to AJ. I would go back to the Tampa game.
Yeah.
And it was almost a few passes that it could have been intercepted. They won that game. The Denver game, it didn't. They wound up blowing the lead. I think the coaches, in a roundabout way, somehow realized that our best chance of winning isn't going through AJ.
And on top of that,
as a slight to him,
sure.
They're just saying this is our best way to win.
And the whole, just scheme them open, I hate hearing it. Mm-hmm. If you could just get a guy open every play.
They would.
Every team would.
Yeah.
When would there ever be a drive that would get stopped if there was a guy wide open because you just scheme it open? Oh, well, of course, the defense will have no idea what we're trying to do. The injury report for the Detroit Lions is out.
Yeah, I saw it.
There's a lot of names.
Yeah.
Terrion Arnold out. Kirby Joseph out.
Terrion Arnold, their starting corner.
Yeah. Kirby Joseph out.
Safety.
Sam Laporta out.
Starting tight end.
Josh Pascoe out.
Don't know him.
Don't know him. Marcus Davenport, questionable.
Defensive end. Defensive tackle.
Taylor Decker, questionable.
Don't know him.
Miles Frazier, questionable.
Don't know him.
DJ Reed, questionable.
Cornerback.
Amik Robertson, questionable.
Safety, corner.
Malcolm Rodriguez, questionable. Jacob Sailors, questionable. Panay Sewell, questionable.
Listen, if they don't have Panay Sewell,
it's game over.
Yeah. And then Brock Wright and Sione Vaki. I don't know that person. All questionable.
They did
as
say
well.
There was a lot of injuries there.
Yeah, they weren't lying.
Yeah.
By the way, second straight year they've had a lot of injuries around this time of the year.
It was close to the end of the year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they were losing them a little bit at a time, though. Yeah. Now you're right.
Yeah, maybe Dan Campbell tone it down a little bit.
Now, we ain't going to tone it down.
No. He's going to tone it up.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
Listen, man. That idiot CJ from Texas. This guy is just a Jalen hater.
He made a lot of sense.
It's like you almost think that the Eagles are never going to lose again. So if they ever lose again, you can't say AJ was wrong. Like, dude, what do you think? They're never going to lose a game? So in order for you to be right, the Eagles got to lose at least one game so you can say AJ was right. Listen, man, I've been saying it for a long time. I played a long game, okay? AJ Brown is not what in. People don't have, in order for, Ike, and Spike, in sports, in order for, you know, the coach to lay out a game plan, this is what everybody has to do, what? Buy in.
Mm-hmm.
AJ has made it very clear by calling it a it show, right? He's not buying into what Sirianni and the offense is about. He's not buying into that. So,
yeah.
In retrospect, you're going to give up on routes. You're going to get not full effort. Okay, this is Denver game, then the last game. Now, what is it that you want, AJ? He says he wants to be more involved, right? He liked winning, but he wants to be involved. So the Minnesota game, was he not involved? I don't think
was.
We could have won that game without his numbers, literally. So that was 6 catches, 100-something-plus yards. So it don't get no damn better than that pretty much in the NFL. And all of this, I want to dominate. First of all, you don't dominate in the NFL, bro. Okay, because those corners, they getting paid to play too.
Some guys.
So all that, listen, man, I'm just, you know, it's to the point now, and the answer to your question, Spike, no, I'm not rattled or nothing, ain't nothing. What I do know is that the team has become numb to what AJ is putting out, and they said, you know what, we hear you, brother, we love you, we with you, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to bind together. And we're going to continue to do what we're trying to get done. I think it's more of the collective that is bought into what Sirianni is selling and laying down than AJ. You know what I'm saying? It seems like AJ is the only one that is not buying in. You can't tell me Smitty ain't bought in. You can't tell me Dallas Goedert ain't. Because I heard Elliot yesterday try to slide this by you, Spike, by saying they was getting ready to get rid of Dallas Goedert because of production. No, they wasn't. They get ready to get rid of Dallas Goedert because he couldn't stay on the field. Mm.
Well, and justify the money they were paying him, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't because of his production. It was his production, yeah, but it's because you couldn't stay on the field, your health. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying this here. We don't – when the schedule came out, everybody said – it was the toughest schedule in the NFL. Okay?
Second
so we
toughest.
Got a minus for that. So why don't we get the credit for now being 7-2 through that whole thing that everybody was saying, Eagles, I don't feel about them repeating because they got the toughest schedule in the we number one in the conference right now. We're 7-2. Damn near the best record in football. You see what I'm saying? So where's the credit that we get for that? I understand Baldy and Mike Mayock saying, oh, the offense didn't. Your offense is not supposed to look good against other good teams.
Well, okay, hold on. Mayock has been incredibly positive and patient with the offense. Incredibly positive and patient. When I was impatient, you know, weeks ago. So, you know, if Mayock is saying it, if Baldy is saying it, who are both generally pretty patient and positive about the team, I think it means something. Just because the Packers are a good defense, like, we can be honest, the offense did not look good on Monday night. I mean, we can be honest about it. It's fine. You know, it is what it is. You don't play great every time. I think we just all expected a little more given the two previous games. It felt like they were getting on track, and they didn't look like that on Monday.
Can I just show you something? And I want y'all to pay attention and just think back at that game.
Yeah.
The first series, we took Green Bay took a half a quarter. We took the other half. There was only two possessions in the entire quarter. The next quarter, our first play, Jordan Mailata slips down. The play after that, Saquon Barkley slips down.
OG,
now we run.
They had 10 drives and they scored one touchdown. We can be honest about it.
I know, but hear me out, Spike. I'm not trying to argue with you.
Land the plane.
Okay, let me land the plane.
Okay.
I'm not arguing with you, and I'm not arguing with Mayock, and I'm not arguing with
all right, just land it.
My plane, the landing of the plane is this. You got to stop looking for a high output offensive game. When you're going through, you got to know how to compartmentalize. If things happen,
he doesn't
stop you from scoring those points.
There's no
reason. You ain't just not scoring the ball because you ain't good enough.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, OJ. He didn't have a point. I think that's the problem sometimes when he says he needs to land the plane. He is actually circling the airport over and over and over again because he doesn't know where the runway is. Like, part of landing the plane is having somewhere to land. I just didn't know what his point was. The offense wasn't good on Monday. It's fine. Do you think it'll be good on Sunday?
Well, it's not fine.
Well, it's not fine, but it's just like we don't have to make up stories about it or say that you can't expect it or whatever.
Also, great offenses can score.
Yeah.
It's not a great offense, though.
Yeah, well, that's...
Well, which, nobody is saying it's a great offense.
But they should be a great offense.
Well, they should be
one-dimensional last year.
They're 24th in the league in yards and 12th in points. I think we all could agree they probably should be better than that. It's just that the running game hasn't been any good.
I think when you get through a lot of these, they are what they are.
Yes.
We can spend the rest of the year saying what they should be, but they are what they are.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Bryce Harper has been spotted, and it looks weird.
I don't get what people are freaking out about.
Oh, it's weird. Next. Not now.
I don't know.
It's weird. It's weird.
All right.
It's weird. We'll talk about it. Of course you don't get why people are freaking out.
I don't get it.
He could be in a fairy costume.
He could be 40 pounds overweight, and I'd say, listen, he's bulking up.
Yep, yep. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. On a Football Friday, we will award the belt momentarily. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Are we as a fan base too focused on the Eagles' offense? Yes or no? What do you think the response on the poll is? Are we too focused on the Eagles' offense?
Yeah, the question implies that we shouldn't be focused on the Eagles' offense.
Yes. Or at least that some people may think.
Yeah, no. There should be a focus on the Eagles' offense.
I agree.
Yeah, that would be no, right?
Yes.
If I say
yeah, it would be no.
Yeah,
we're not too focused.
So I would say the majority is there. Let's go 65%.
50.8% yes.
Wow, 50-50.
Yeah, 50-50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I can't say that.
Yeah, Pro Bowlers at every position.
Yeah.
On offense.
It's hard. Even for me, who's like, yeah, they won and this and that and the other, I still understand why people feel the way they feel, especially this week. And if we're going to react every week to what we see, that's what you're going to get.
For sure.
Yeah.
Before we award the belt, a picture came out today. Is that from Bryce's Instagram?
His TikTok.
From his TikTok.
Ah. Is he back to TikToking?
Yeah, he's back to TikTok.
Bryce Harper looks friggin' weird.
He gets one mustache.
He has a mustache. His hair looks weird. He looks like a cop from Super Troopers.
Yeah.
Is sort of what he looks like. It's weird looking, man.
This is his off-season thing he's doing?
He's just, you know.
Just messing around.
Having a good time.
Yeah. Yep.
Building the brand.
Yeah.
He has a mustache.
Yeah, it looks weird.
I think it's because of the sweatshirt.
No. Yeah, the sweatshirt's a little big.
It's a big sweatshirt.
He looks like a 40s baseball player.
I mean, I don't know about that.
I'm just saying, put a filter on it.
Yeah, especially with the stash and even the hair looks weird.
Yeah.
I just started following him on TikTok now.
He's got a little tired eyes.
Yeah, well, he always has tired eyes.
Yeah,
well,
I feel it.
Yeah, it's legal now, so.
Yeah, I don't know if Bryce is a
I don't either. I didn't say anything. Yeah, I'm just saying. You know.
Congratulations to Kyle Schwarber for coming in second place in MVP voting.
Schwarbomber?
Shohei Ohtani won his fourth MVP. All of them have been unanimous.
About time you appreciate.
Well,
yeah, come on, Spike.
He deserved to win the MVP this year. There's no reason why all four of them should have been unanimous. It's insane. Michael Jordan, never a unanimous MVP.
I was shocked when I first remember hearing that Steph Curry was the first person to ever win one.
LeBron,
whatever.
Never a unanimous MVP.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me this is because Major League Baseball is so thirsty to have everybody love Shohei.
Right.
And because nobody thinks for themselves anymore, you're telling me, back in the day, there would always be somebody.
Yeah, it would be one. That's why there's never been one.
Yes.
Somebody, yeah, there's always been somebody.
There's always somebody.
Yeah.
And everybody's so afraid to vote a different way because then they'll find out and everybody will roast you on the internet. So everybody's like, I guess he's the MVP. You unanimous four times. Now, this year, I think in the National League, there wasn't a case for anybody else.
Yeah.
Truly. Once he started pitching again, Schwarber case went away.
Yep.
But you're going to tell me all four times there wasn't a case for anybody else?
And this is not speaking as someone who had a Lindor MVP bet last year.
But there should have been somebody that voted for Lindor.
Yeah.
You know?
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be unanimous every time.
Yeah. The more and more I think about it, they had the second MVP guy. Trey finished fifth.
Yes. They had two top five MVP guys.
Chris Sanchez was second in Cy Young voting.
Yeah.
Duran was first team all reliever.
Yeah, let's blow the team up.
Well,
Start over.
It's more just like they had pretty otherworldly seasons from a lot of guys last year.
Yeah, they lost
in the first round.
Yeah, they won one playoff game.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But if Bader is healthy, they probably win the World Series.
All those guys were healthy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right. Let's see who gets the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I'm a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right.
blissful moment last week when we awarded the belt to a non-WIP employee.
That was very well earned.
It wasn't earned.
It was very well earned.
Because we decided when we started the belt that the belt would be awarded to the WIP employee that week that brought it the most.
He's paid.
Mike Mayock, he is an independent contractor. He is not a WIP employee. And Jack swooped in there and awarded it to Mike Mayock.
And I agreed with
him. Yeah, did the right thing.
Good. He did the right thing.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
The question is, has anyone done it enough this week to take it away from Mayock, hopefully a WIP employee? There is someone. We have audio evidence of what was done.
Corey, you had mentioned, hold on, as a coach.
Ooh, he kind of put you in your place there.
As a coach, how do you go?
Elliot Shore Parks gets the belt for knocking over John McMullen and getting his question in and impressing Vic Fangio. Ooh.
Vic Fangio is impressed by the defense.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. He was playing defense. So congratulations. This must be the third time Elliot got
the belt.
He's
a frequent belt owner.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I was going to go with Fritz.
Because I held it in?
You tried.
Yeah. Just happened to be
over. You did switch seats.
Oh, yeah, I had to switch seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tried to hold it. I was going to, you know, word around the coolers that you should have gotten it.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's a big groundswell.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? I seen the beginning. Yeah, you know I mean, Jack had some jumpers, huh? So, yeah, I mean, what y'all were talking about, I say jumpers because, like, I'm an airborne paratrooper in the United States Army. So when you're airborne, when you're on the bird, you got, you know, the jump master. He's the one peeking out, looking at the drop zone and let us know like 1 minute, 30 seconds, and then go. And then all the jumpers go. So a lot of times people be like, yo, where you, Sean Rios, where you going? I'm like, yo, I got jump master peeking out and the jumper's coming. So, you know what I mean? We used to say it like that, but that was our thing. I don't know what Jack said, a fairy or
prairie dog. Prairie dog situation, yeah.
Yeah,
I got it, but that's how we used to do it. But anyway, you know what I mean? Down to business. Hey, yo, Jackie, hit the music. It's time, gentlemen. This love and hip-hop feelings and novellas, which is soaps in Spanish, is getting out of freaking hand. This city is not about to get zesty. So talk it out amongst yourselves, and if that don't work, then fight. There's no other way. Analytics show that after fighting, you get to the bottom of the problem and able to come out with a solution. Percentage is high that fighting will fix things. Violence gets results, period. We have the wisdom. We have the pieces. We have the battle scars. We have the intellectual barbaric bloodline. We have zero foster for anything in our way. All of this together is a means of creating an ultimate legacy. This is it. This is what we got for the rest of the year. Embrace each other. We are men. We are brothers. F anyone that is not for us or with us. The world, the media, the haters think we're going to break and crumble. Well, we got something for all the asses. Surprise, suckers. We cannot break. You praying for our fall? Man, we got Teflon balls. We ain't E-Harmony made. We all we got. We all we need. We in a fight now. The enemy is trying to destroy us in all types of ways. We need everybody at their best. No weak links. Weakness is a form of death. From this point on, we will only focus on the throne of domination. It don't matter who's in front of us. Tear their asses wide open. Straight savages. The war is on. Spiritually, psychologically, and physically. We fight this head on. Freaking Hard Chargers. If we bleed, then we bleed. But I promise you, you're gonna bleed. We're gonna patch our wounds and keep our tanks full. But we're gonna empty y'all tanks because we're gonna empty the clips on you suckers. Full battle rattle. We bringing a fight to the fight. Body bags and tags. Referees and masks. Clearing out from frags. Damn right we're bad. Are you not entertained? We bring the action. Confidence levels are high. Not a day goes by that we don't think about violence. It's the key to freedom. Kiss the baby. This is who we are. Ain't no changing. From the concrete jungle, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we will not disappoint. We will not waver. We will attack and attack some more. No falling back. Straight forward. No one will be able to smell you. E-A- J-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, Iron Wheels from North Philly, Hunter Park, the Sergeant Major from Philly. You won't be at peace without violence, suckers.
Very close.
His closest one.
Very
it's getting
close.
Better.
Yeah. He's been intense this year.
Yeah.
He's been intense.
And we've needed it.
Yes. Yeah, because listen, we are a slap at Thicke kind of show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he always gets us right back on track.
He does.
Yep. He does not like slap and tickle. He does like violence.
There's a couple lines in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
One dump.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I dumped him once.
Okay.
It was, no, I disagree.
No, I disagree.
You're going to have to tell me during the break what it was.
It was fine.
Well, there was also a line of rhymes that I was a little worried about.
He was okay. I got it, though. Yeah, I heard it.
I was like, don't. And he didn't.
Yeah, I heard it.
All right.
The Teflon balls was good.
Yes, that was a good one, too. 215-592-9494. You know, Rios is not a zero. And zero is normally not great, right? But John Ashdale, the cars are, and Colonial Hyundai has a way for zeros to be amazing. At Colonial, right now, zero down, 0% financing, zero stress. So when you pick whichever brand new Hyundai you want, whatever you want on the lot, brand new Hyundai Palisade, a Santa Fe, a Tucson, whatever new Hyundai, you have your choice of zero down or 0% financing, and you know it's going to be zero stress. Zero stress for everyone. That's the way they do everything. They don't want your experience at Colonial to be stressful at all. Stressful buying a new car, not at Colonial. You know, they give the highest trade-in values in the Delaware Valley, constantly recognized for it. You get top dollar for your trade at Colonial, a guaranteed $6,500 for your trade, guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. No pressure, no chaos, just your choice of zero down, 0% financing, and you know zero stress. Route 30 in Downingtown, online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF, 10,000 miles a year, 20% down, plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. We are joined by the great Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a Grayson, then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yo, what? Go Spike, go Jack. Baloney business, baby. Oh, man.
Oh, how about a Monday night win, Tommy?
Sensational. And look, it wasn't pretty, you know what I mean? But we got the job done. And let me just say this. I sense a little bit of nervousness and anxiousness when it comes to the birds.
Yeah.
And let me be a magic ray of sunshine and just say we got to take a step back and smell the roses. You know what I mean? We got to smell the roses because this team is always going to find a way to win. You know what I mean? Even if they're not at their best, they always find a way. It's baloney time, so let's stop and smell the roses. You know what I mean?
Stop and what?
Smell the roses.
It's a good point. You know, Chuck said something like that earlier. He said he didn't smell the roses last year.
Yeah.
By the time he started smelling the roses, it was Super Bowl. It was very introspective.
I'm still shocked by that.
You know, he was really looking within himself.
Well, see, Chuck knows what he's talking about. Great minds think alike. You know what I mean? We got to, like, smell the roses. And honestly, I'm feeling so inspired by this team that I got a couple new pieces of poetry.
Whoa.
Cherry gentlemen, the repertoire is building. You know what I mean?
Wow. Okay. So Baloney Soprano.
That's right. Baloney Soprano, the poet. That's me.
All right. So new poems. What do you got?
This first one is long overdue. This is a homage to one of my favorite things in life, the classic bologna sandwich is called O Baloney, O Baloney.
And what is it called?
Oh, baloney, oh, baloney.
No, but what kind of poem is it?
It's a
homage?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's right. It's a homage poem. That's
okay.
Right, Jack.
All right. Oh, baloney, oh, baloney. All right.
Oh, baloney, oh, baloney, on two slices of bread, with mayo, mustard, and pickles on a luxurious lettuce bed. Oh, baloney, oh, baloney, the delicatessen king. Obaloney, obaloney, so much joy you can bring.
Oh,
what do you guys think?
Dude, it really captured the essence of the bologna sandwich, I think.
Dude, that's right. Luxurious lettuce bed. You know
yes,
I mean?
You were describing it. You were showing us and telling us, Tommy.
That's right. I'm getting better with my linguistic sensibility.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. I can see the crisp lettuce. I can see the mustard. I can see the bologna. Oh, just real quick, before you get to the second poem, what would you say is the best bread to put the bologna on?
I would say just classic white bread or maybe sourdough.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I like sourdough. That's probably my favorite.
Okay. You said you have two poems. What's the other one?
The other one is inspired by one of our previous conversations, because remember, we were deliberating, is it all or is it oil?
Right. You know what I mean?
And me, I say all, some people say oil. So that's kind of the premise of this poem.
Okay.
How you say it, all?
Is it all or is it oil? You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Everyone says all.
That's right. Is it all or is it oil? And this is kind of like, because I had omitted this from one of my other poems, I had to write a whole new piece of poetry kind of discussing this topic.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here it is. Is it all or is it oil? Did the milk spoil or did it spoil? Do hot dogs boil or do they boil? Where do plants grow? In the soil or in the soil? Is it all or is it oil? What do you guys think?
One of your dumber ones. One of your dumber ones.
That's as stupid as what I do, Jack. You know what I mean? I'm a stupid genius. When it comes to being stupid, I'm a genius. You know what I mean?
I like that. I'm a stupid genius.
Yeah.
Is it all or is it oil? That's right. To me, it's all. Like, you order a sandwich, you say, I like your hoodie with all lettuce, tomatoes, onions, hot peppers, or if you got car trouble, you know what I mean? You say, like, I got to take the mechanic, get a tune-up, get the oil changed.
Yes.
You got to change the oil.
Yeah.
Make sure it all runs together almost. Yeah.
That's right. Mush it all up. You know what I mean?
Real quick, Tommy, before we get to your prediction, could you do your most popular poem, Eat the Gabagool?
I'm always ready to recite Eat the Gabagool. Here we go.
All right.
Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. So when you feel like an idiot, eat the Gabagool. What's the Gabagool? Well, it's a certain type of ham. Eat the Gabagool and sure you'll make a plan. Eat the Gabagool and sure you'll be the man.
Yes! I love Eat the Gabagool.
Yeah, all right. Poetry.
All right, Tommy. Yeah,
that oil one might give the Gabagool a run.
Yes.
Yeah, like that one. I had a feeling that you were kind of really moved by that one.
Yeah. Does the plant grow in the soil or the soil?
It grows in the soil.
Yes.
You know what I
mean?
Yes. In the soil.
So why don't you give us a prediction for Sunday night? Big game, Tommy. Big game.
This is a huge game. Another litmus test game. But listen, we always find a way to win. I think this is going to be close. I'm going to try to be more precise in my prediction, a little more conservative. But in the end, we shall prevail. I'm going 27-21 Birds.
There we go. 27-20. I think we'd all be happy with that one. I think we'd be close.
I think it's going to be close because it's a tough team. You know what I mean? But like I said, we can be mediocre 90% of the time, and we'll still win the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Mediocre 90% of the time?
That's right. Oh. And in that 10%, that's when we win the game.
All right, Tommy. Great job today. Great job with the poetry. And we're all fingers crossed for Sunday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Go Birds! Bologna Sopranos over and 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 out.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Is it all or is it oil is legendary.
It's going to be a big debate this weekend in households.
Yeah. I need a printed book of poetry from Bologna Soprano. Over.
Yeah. You know what would be good for, like, you know, the, what do they call those coffee table books?
Oh, yes.
Tommy's
poetry?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of where your book is at.
Well, no. More on the toilet.
Oh, baloney. What's the gabagool? It's a certain type of ham.
That's your favorite line?
Yes. Eat the gabagool, and then you'll have the plan. Or no, soon you'll have the plan. And then eat the gabagool, soon you'll be the man.
Right.
Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
The funniest things that have happened on WIP this week.
Okay, that's a good one.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
Well, you should make that list.
Yeah,
well,
you should.
Well, yeah, we're going to relitigate Dumpgate.
Dumpgate. Prairie Gate.
Yep.
You know, there's a word that your last name rhymes with that we could call you if we were on a podcast.
Bleep at 6?
Yes. All right, 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.